Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's nearly a week after Election Day, and Senate candidate Eric Hovde has not conceded. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is leading by about 30,000 votes, and the race has been called by most outlets. There is speculation about a potential recount request, which Hovde would be required to fund if pursued. President Joe Biden recently apologized on behalf of the federal government to Native American families and communities for the country's history of sending indigenous children to boarding schools. The U.S. government removed Native children from their families by force and placed them in boarding schools where they lost connections to their culture and language. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English, and many were killed. Wisconsin had at least 11 of these schools. This program started in 1819 and ended in 1969. Cheryl Crazy Bull leads the American Indian College Fund.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
A bill making its way through the U.S. House would create a Truth and Healing Commission similar to efforts in South Africa after apartheid. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety today released the 2023-24 annual report for Speak Up, Speak Out. Speak Up, Speak Out is a free statewide threat reporting tip line available to all Wisconsin schools. Speak Up, Speak Out also serves as the hub that connects all Office of School Safety initiatives and the entry point where schools can access comprehensive services offered by the Office of School Safety, as well as local, state, and national partners. Speak Up, Speak Out received 5,270 tips during the 2023-24 school year, a more than 40% increase from the previous school year. Since the inception of Speak Up, Speak Out in 2020, bullying has consistently been the number one tip. It is also common nationally for bullying to be the most reported tip. Awareness of these incidents helps schools intervene early before grievances and upsets can lead children down a pathway to violence. Numerous students across Wisconsin have contacted Speak Up, Speak Out each year since its inception, reporting concerns resulting in safer school communities. The significant increase in tips and the rich dialogue that many students have with Speak Up, Speak Out staff indicate that the program has earned a reputation among youth as a safe, accessible, and credible place to report concerns. The 2023-24 annual report reflects the Office of School Safety's comprehensive approach to prioritizing preventing violence in our schools, and when crisis events do arise, responding appropriately to mitigate trauma and get students back to learning more quickly. The Office of School Safety assisted several schools with crisis response and recovery during the 2023-24 school year. The Office of School Safety also offers a variety of free training concerning violence prevention, protection, mitigation, crisis response, and recovery. These, including training for behavioral threat assessment and management, standard response protocol, and the standard reunification method, from September 1, 2023 to August 31, 2024, the Office of School Safety provided standard response protocol and standard reunification method training to 838 people from 98 public school districts, private schools, and tribal schools, 55 law enforcement agencies, and 28 other agencies, such as emergency management, EMS, fire, city administration, bus companies, and other community agencies. The Social Security Administration announced a large step in a multi-year effort to simplify processes for people who are applying for supplemental security income by starting to offer an online, streamlined application for some applicants starting in December. SSI provides monthly payments to people with disabilities and older adults who have little or no income and resources. The initial step, known as iClaim Expansion, aims to establish a fully online simplified iClaim application that leverages user-tested plain language questions, pre-populated answers where possible, seamless step-by-step transitions, and more. The online application aims to reduce the time spent applying as well as the processing time for initial claim decisions. The rollout of the iClaim expansion will generally be available to first-time applicants between 18 and almost 65 who never married and are concurrently applying for Social Security benefits and SSI. A goal of the second phase, currently targeted for late 2025, is to expand this to all applicants. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents that a couple of new invasive species may be heading this way. According to a Facebook post, the DNR is warning about the hemlock woolly and balsam woolly adelgid moving through Michigan. The insects have not been found in Wisconsin yet, but residents should be on the lookout as they target hemlock and fir trees. An infected tree would look stunted with swollen branches as the insects use toxic saliva on the trees that also causes needles to become discolored and fall. The Brewer Public Library will host a financial goal-setting workshop this evening from 5:30 to 6:30. This workshop with UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak is perfect for anyone looking to take charge of their financial future and create a roadmap for success. It is free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Wisconsin residents may have another chance to catch the northern lights early this week. Thanks to ongoing geomagnetic storms caused by the sun's normal 11-year cycle, residents have already had a few chances to get a really good look at the Aurora Borealis spectacle. Conditions tonight will give residents another chance to catch the northern lights, with tonight's display expected to be slightly stronger. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say the peak times are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. Blood supply momentum must remain steady as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood products uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School, with the second from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The seasons may change, but the need for blood donors stays the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in someone's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites all Wisconsin libraries to participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program in 2025. The partnership program is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and more than 150 libraries across the state to provide library cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Area libraries participating include the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells, the Livingston Public Library, the Mineral Point Public Library, the Reedsburg Public Library, the Spring Green Public Library, the Lawton Memorial Library in Lafarge, and the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua. Passes for the 2025 season will go on sale beginning tomorrow. Libraries interested in participating in this program and community partners interested in supporting their local library's participation should visit the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library webpage. As the initiative moves into its fourth year, the DNR continues to expand its scope to include public libraries, university libraries, technical college libraries, and others. Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library was launched in fall 2022 with 20 public libraries participating in the pilot program. In 2024, 160 libraries with over 200 library locations provided daily Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle admission stickers for checkout to library patrons at no cost. Also in 2024, participation in the program was extended to all types of libraries, including specialized libraries. The program expansion is an effort to continue to extend access to the Wisconsin State Park system to new park visitors. DNR staff look forward to welcoming Check Out Wisconsin State Parks pass holders to join in celebrating the Wisconsin State Park system's 125th anniversary by visiting state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas in 2025. During this milestone year, visitors will have opportunities to explore state park system history, learn more about the state's natural resources, and participate in special outdoor recreation opportunities for users of all abilities. Along with the day pass, library card holders may receive an informational kit of state park system materials and maps, stickers, accessibility information, and more. Visitors are encouraged to review the Visiting a State Park webpage to help prepare for their visit. Today's winner of the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Eric Wetley.